If you live in South Philadelphia, the way to show off your Christmas spirit to the neighborhood is not hundreds of twinkling lights on the roof. It's filling your front window with a scene of holiday cheer. For many South Philly residents, including NewsWorks web producer Marilyn D'Angelo, that tradition starts at Kindy's, the Christmas light factory and superstore. WHYY's Katie Culinary tagged along with Marilyn to Kindy's and sends us this audio postcard.
Sitting in the shadow of Philadelphia's sports arenas and an oil refinery, Marilyn D'Angelo's house sticks out among the row homes on Packer Avenue. That's because her front window is empty.
See, so everybody's got the three-panel windows, basically.
As we drive down the street, Marilyn points out bay windows strung with icicle lights and filled with tinsel snowmen, animatronic Santas, and cotton ball snow. It's a South Philly tradition she remembers from her childhood when her grandparents lived on this block.
It's not quite a competition. It's just that everyone does it their own way, and it's a nice mix. Some of the houses get a little crazy. So this is Kindy's. Yay! Ooh!
We pull up to a giant brick factory where Marilyn's grandmother, her nonna, worked in the 70s sewing military uniforms. This is where you go to get your window dressing in South Philly. Feeling a bit overwhelmed, I let Marilyn take the lead.
I guess we could get a cart. I'm kind of scared. I don't know what the lines are like in here because carts make it a little hard to maneuver when it's really packed. And it's really like literally a warehouse. So we're just walking through this big plastic sheets like we're walking to a cooler, but it's not. It's a Christmas store.
Oh, these would be pretty in a window. Who's that?
These could be something. Gold tinsel trees. I think it was the third wise man that brought the sparkle tinsel tree. The other two, they brought the leopard candles.
Oh, giraffe candles.
See, if you want a flameless giraffe candle Christmas, you can get it here. You can get anything here. Like, look at this.
Oh, look at this.
Now this is a nativity. Look at that. You have all the little houses and the little people. And, you know, my nonna would set up a sideboard and it would just be a little world. And as a kid, you would go and you'd look at the little figurines and see who lived in the little houses. And this is pretty impressive. I mean, they have a carnival in this town. So we have bows. We have a jingly thing. We have our tree topper. And I still have nothing for my window.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa!
Now, what are we taping here for?
I'm decorating my window, and she came along for the ride to like.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Enjoy decorating your window.
I will. Thank you.
I'll come and take a look at it.
Thank All you. Right.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Ooh, Christmas packages. Yeah, that's it. 23-inch electric tinsel snowman in box. Oh, is there a snowman in that box? I don't like it as much. I think we're going to go with the three tinsel tree. Like the trio, one, two, three, little lights. Maybe some fake snow on the bottom. Yeah, all right, let's do that. All right, let's hope this cart works because I'm stealing it. Sorry, Santa. I got to go.
The total comes to $113.54. As we leave the store, we notice the Kindy's motto painted on the wall. Stack them deeper, sell them cheaper. Back on Packer Avenue later that afternoon, we stand on the sidewalk to take in Marilyn's work.
All right, moment of truth. We have three tinsel trees, a little bit of snow, some icicle lights, and some gold leaf leaves covered in glitter. It's classic. I'm happy. Now my wreath doesn't match, though. Maybe I have to go back to Kindy's.